Hello, my name is Rita Brad. I'm from Dunbar in Scotland, and I'm here today to talk to you about my absolute fascination and obsession with the clipper ship City of Adelaide. She was in Scotland for a long time, and she was known as the Carrick, and so it's two names of ships I'm talking about here. She was built in 1864 by William Pyle Hay and Company in Sunderland, and my passion for her sprang out from a flyer that I was given in Greenock on the west coast of Scotland. And a sea cadet put this flyer into my hand, and I saw the image of this desolate ship sitting on a slipway at the Scottish Maritime Museum in Irvine. My heart went out to her, and at the time I was writing my stories about seeing tall ships in the International Sail Training Association tall ships races, and that's what had taken me to Greenock in 1999. While I was writing my stories up about my various adventures, I found the mouse of my computer continually going under the City of Adelaide name and Carrick name, and she just pushed herself into my heart, and I was completely overcome with her story. I watched a website called thecityofadelaide.org.au and found out a lot about the ship's history. She was originally built to take migrants from the UK and Northern Europe to South Australia, Adelaide in particular, and she did that service for 23 years. And her first captain was Captain Bruce, who was born in Perth. He came from Perth in Scotland. And I had an immediate connection with her. I don't understand what it was. However, I kept looking at this website and discovered there was a donations page. And on the donations page, I found a lady who had made a donation, and she had said that her great-grandmother was on the maiden voyage of the ship in 1864. I knew then I had to find out who this lady was, and so I contacted cityofadelaide.org.au, sent an email and asked if they might put me in touch with this lady, and they sent an email back saying that they had passed my details on to her. And so within a few days I received a phone call from the lady, and it turned out she lived in Glasgow, and she was very warm, and she invited me over to lunch, and Glasgow is only 70 miles from where I lived, so I hopped on the train and we met, and she gave me a copy of her great-grandmother's diary that had been kept on the maiden voyage in 1864. And I knew then that the second thing I'd put in the email, which was, would there be any chance of going with the ship when she went to Australia? If she went to Australia, would I be able to go with her? And they had responded with a picture of a heavy lift ship, which didn't put me off.